A dispute over drug and alcohol rehabilitation facilities has erupted in what seems a most unlikely place, Malibu, California. They might say Malibu, Oklahoma. 16 residential recovery homes there in Malibu now operate in some of the city's most affluent neighborhoods. More dot the ocean view horizon, and some residents are saying no more. Gloria Hilliard reports.
Beyond an electronic gate, a narrow road winds through wildflowers and multi-million-dollar homes, many the colors of a pale sunset. In this Ocean View community called Trancas Highlands, there are 30 homes.
And out of that, there's 6 rehabs.
Perched high above the Pacific Ocean, homeowner Beth Dorn is looking down on what she says will soon be number 7.
I signed up for a quiet residential neighborhood at the end of a cul-de-sac, and there's high traffic businesses, so they really have no business being in residential areas.
But under California law, this and other Malibu rehab centers are legal just where they are. Written as a way to encourage community-based care facilities, California state law exempts group homes with 6 or fewer beds from local zoning laws. Now, with the support of Malibu's civic leaders, Dorn, and the committee she heads, the California Alliance for Residential Ethics, or CARE, wants to change that. They're lobbying the state to give control of zoning issues over these smaller facilities back to local officials. Malibu Mayor Sharon Borofsky.
And when you have 7 rehabilitation centers in a small neighborhood sharing that infrastructure, coming up with catering trucks and doctors and meetings and so on, it has a great impact on a small neighborhood.
Today, Malibu has 1 rehab for every 1,000 residents, she says. In neighboring Los Angeles, the number is 1 for every 58,000. So why the rush to Malibu? Borofsky has given it some thought.
Well, I think that if you're going to ask $30,000 a month to share a bedroom, you want at least an ocean view.
This is a typical room right here.
Hello.
You can see they have beautiful marble showers, and every bit of the molding from the top to the bottom is all solid mahogany.
We're in one of the bedrooms of Passages, a 16,000-square-foot home that feels more 5-star boutique hotel than rehab center. In addition to bedrooms with ocean view balconies and private spas, there's a Zen garden, a kitchen with an organic juice bar, and well for lunch.
Crab, ensalada graciella, steamed broccoli, brown rice, turkey meatloaf, rock shrimp, stir fry, shortbread a la Lourdes. Our chef actually opened a restaurant for Wolfgang Puck.
Clearly, the facilities in the wealthier neighborhoods of Malibu are not typical of most rehab centers in the state. At Passages, clients get close to 70 one-on-one treatments a month, including medical and psychiatric evaluation, therapy, spiritual counseling, shiatsu massage, and meditation sessions.
The cost of a 30-day program is $39,550.
And that's cash.
Up front. Mm-hmm.
Chris Prentice, a metaphysical book author, opened Passages with his son 3 years ago. He says he's a good neighbor, as are those who come to stay here, stars, politicians, and CEOs among them.
We support many businesses in Malibu. We employ people from Malibu, and we heal many people from Malibu.
Meanwhile, overlooking the ocean and the recovery home that's about to be her new neighbor, homeowner Beth Dorn says what she'd like to see.
Best case scenario, I believe they should go into commercial areas.
While just down the Pacific Coast Highway, behind another electronic gate, Chris Prentice overlooks the same horizon and sees things differently.
I can't think of a better place in the world to have a healing center than Malibu.
Still, for now, some of the residents of this famous town may be reminiscing about the good old days when the spotlight was on Malibu's celebrity properties, not its healing ones. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.